Hello?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. I've been having trouble with volume today, so I'm checking in. This is Joanne, and I'm having a very interesting experience that I haven't had for a number of years, and it's repeating. And it's almost like a stiltedness to my channels. Like, I'm so used to such a clear flow of awareness and communication, and I don't feel like I've gone back in any way, but I'm very curious about this phenomenon arising again. So if you could speak to that, please, I would be grateful.
Well, there, as you realize, there's nothing wrong. However, there are such massive light frequencies being projected at this time into this group crucible by all participants. And this includes you, it includes every individual in this group, but it also includes those massive consciousness of the Sirians, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Andromeda, the projections from this Andromeda galaxy and the consciousness that is held in that galaxy. These holographic projections have increased dynamically within the last 3 months of your time. So our suggestion to you is not, first of all, not to be concerned, but to do as we have asked in your review and every day scan your system, your chakras, the functioning of a coherent triadic system, these things we have talked about, to see where you might not clear, understand this, not clear the system, but enhance it by bringing in more light to a certain chakra or to creating a better flow of coherence within the triadic system. Sometimes when these massive influxes of light and consciousness are being transmitted, it becomes in your system, because it has to be dropped down or condensed in such a way that the body and the consciousness can receive it, that it clogs your system from having a clear understanding of what is happening in your body. And so this is what you're feeling, this is what you're seeing. It's not your coherence or what you have naturally been imprinted with in your master imprints, but it is this massive influx of these holographic projections that are amping up at this time.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful, because the experience for me that I primarily experience it in my head, and it's almost as if different parts of my brain are lighting up and morphing, and I've just been simply breathing through it, and it's not really about accessing specific information, and yet I feel like fields of information are being downloaded, almost like programming a computer, but that's, you know, but in like the human soft tissue, I guess, rather than a mechanistic way. So I feel like that.
And you probably will not have specifics, but you will have the recognition of these energetic influxes.
Okay,
so
and then
the functioning of the brain can catch up to be able to process that complexity of energy and thought.
That's wonderful. As you're saying that, I can actually feel it moving down into and anchoring in my heart. So that's,
yes,
I'm very grateful.
And this is
Thank
an
you.
Important, yes, this is an important place where you have to view these things. It's from that Sacred Heart consciousness, because then you will not be in a state of worry or frustration.
It was or trying to figure it out in any way.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, very good comment.
Be the receiver. I can do that. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, Mel. How are you today?
Hello.
Yesterday, I had a channel with Yeshua, and I think I created into it, and then it created better communication and just massive updates to my check and balance program. And I would say also it makes me crazy a bit. Can you comment, I guess?
Well, can you be more specific when you say it makes you crazy? Of crazy, you know.
Well, it's the laughter type of crazy. Like I'll be talking to my soul and tell my soul a joke, and either my soul finds that funny, or it doesn't find it funny.
Well, as I have said to the last participant, that these massive projections that are influencing you at this time also influence your connection through that ninth chakra, which is part of that fourth triad. And so, therefore, you have more direct communication with this massive consciousness. And it is often not, it is in your brain's ability to process these exact communications and levels and states of consciousness. So this is primarily what you're seeing in your system now. And so when you go to trying to figure it out, there is you have an inability to do that, and then there's a frustration in what you perceive as understanding. And you are understanding it, but you just aren't capable of processing it in a coherent, direct way. So here again, patience is needed.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, Manitron.
Hello.
I can wait.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. This Manitron, good evening. This is Pat. I have a question about the area of my throat, my fifth chakra, as to whether it's what's going on there needs to be cleared, or if this is some of the energy, the Andromedan energy that Joanne is experiencing. What I'm noticing is that off and on for some time, I would have a lot of raspiness in my throat, which I know happens sometimes as people age, but I don't necessarily buy into that belief. And also, just in terms of breathing, sometimes I don't feel like I'm receiving full oxygenation at night, which impacts my energy and so on and so forth. But other times, when I tone and try and connect into the sixth and the seventh of Source, I notice that it's fine. But I'm wondering whether this is like a soft tissue kind of glitch or it's something I need to clear. If you could give me some guidance, I would be deeply appreciative.
Well, it is related to a soft tissue problem. It's not a problem, a soft tissue issue in that area of your body. It's a minor discomfort, and sometimes it can be related to the environment in which you live, the home. It could be a little drier or a little more humid or one thing or another that would cause this disruption in the soft tissue functioning of that area of the body. Secondly, there is nothing in that chakra that needs to be cleared, but takes time for that chakra to come up to the coherent expression of what is now being projected into all chakras of the body to amplify them substantially in this Christ consciousness. So here again, we go back to being the brain being able, having the ability to fully process the concepts of that information that is coming in through these projections. Secondly, the energetics are very potent and dynamic, and sometimes that sets up a disruption in the physical areas of the body, as well as a disruption in your ability to maintain the coherence of that more refined vibratory level.
So then when I experience no difficulties with that and the airway, the throat, doing fine and have a good amount of energy level, that would be sometimes the problems with coherence. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't until my brain adjusts to this. Am I understanding that?
That's correct, because these projections and these light emanations that you yourself are creating through the interface with those light templates and the light packets, especially that seventh dimensional light template, you are creating the stimulation in the body and in the chakra system of that more amplified response in those chakras. So that contributes sometime to the disruption in certain areas.
I have been running the golden nectar and throughout my body and the golden liquid light. And am I just being a little too exuberant in sending it down into that fifth chakra?
No, not at all. You must continue with that, because that really helps the body, the physical part of the body. It helps the fluids of the body. It helps the cells to replicate in a more coherent expression through the nectar, and also brings the consciousness into the cellular system that the light that is coming forth through the nectar is actually has nutritional value to the cell.
Okay, I
understand. That doesn't contribute. That does not contribute to the interruption of the energies. It is everything combined that you are doing to uplift your energetic system, and it should be continued, because these things will pass. These things resolve themselves.
Okay. I will do that and then look for, kind of go to the universal mind to ask what changes I need to do environmentally. I do live in a very dry climate, perhaps more humidity, as well as running the nectar there. What do you think about toning? Sometimes that feels like that's good in that fifth chakra area.
Absolutely, because it helps the vibration in that area. It supports it. Secondly, I might suggest to you that you be aware of foods and things that stimulate the production of mucus in the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I've been slowly trying to change my diet, so I'll continue in that direction. Long ago, when I was young, I had quite a bit of trauma in that area of my body, but I felt like over the decades it has been cleared, and I was hearing you say that there's no longer a charge there. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you very much. I so appreciate all your help and guidance.
You are very welcome.
Hi, this is Katie.
Hello, Katie.
I have a very basic question. Last month, when you were talking about the Adam Cadman body overlighting various levels of the light body, I realized I don't understand at all what this light body is that we are activating. Could you help us with that, compare, contrast it, for instance, with the Merkaba, with the chakras, triads, and the various energy bodies that we also have?
Well, I'm not going to go into detail about that at this time. However, we will say this. This light body that you are developing is a fifth-dimensional light body. And it is important, it is extremely important that this level of light body be fully activated and functioning, because it then provides the opportunity and the pathway to develop different states of dimensional consciousness into that seventh, eighth, ninth dimensions. Each of those dimensions are dynamic, extensive, complex dimensional states of consciousness, and they require an additional light body. It has a different frequency range. Understand that these are not layers of light body, but each light body, then, it's like the triadic system. They have their individual functions. However, they are merged into one unified field of expression. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand that part, but I still don't have a basic understanding of what this fifth-dimensional light body is. How is it connected, for instance, to, say, the etheric body, the mental-emotional body, the Merkaba field?
Very much so, because it brings coherence and unity to the system so that it functions as a unified expression of you as that divine image, as unified in love and the unity consciousness of a fifth-dimensional time sequence. These are time sequence related also, as well as dimensional, because the time sequence relates to dimensions.
So could it be thought of as a geometric coherence in the fifth dimension that ties all the other energy features together?
It brings them together in a unified expression. It doesn't so much, it's not so much focusing on a geometric progression, but just focusing on the unification of the entire system, every body unified in its expression.
Is it an emanation from a level or aspect of ourselves?
Of course.
Can you be more specific? I'm sorry if I'm sounding very dense, but I just absolutely...
Well, there's a lot of complexity to this, Katie. And the brain has a hard time just maintaining the ability to coherently express the complexity of fifth dimension. You have come far in changing the neurology so that the brain then can take these communications and make them available in the understanding through the mental emotional body. So, yes, you're struggling. You still haven't gotten that fifth dimension, the fifth dimensional piece, and the massive complexity of that. In a way in which the brain can process those concepts. So it limits your ability to understand the function of the complete function of the light body and what is needed. So you just have to trust yourself and the guidance that comes to you in this regard and not try to understand or to the only word I can is segue it into pieces and parts of how what fits with what. Just realizing that there's a unification going on so that it allows you to have a fifth dimensional light body expression and understand it at some juncture completely. It alters this first step in that fifth dimensional light body activation, alters the physicality itself, changes the dense carbon-based body.
Okay, so the task for now is simply to continue focusing on all the energetic attention points that we have been given.
Correct. And what we have discussed tonight in regards to the changing and alterations being made in the electromagnetic field and this slow unification process that is taking place through the electrical charges and the magnetic alterations through that fourth triad, this will help you tremendously. And as we go into 2018, we will further explore this so that there can be a more coherent function within that fifth dimensional light body, and the neurology will be modified by the electrical and magnetic influence of that fourth triad so that it has the ability to process the complexity of what that fifth dimensional light body is.
Okay. All right. Well, I know what to focus on, so I will continue doing that. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. We would like you to understand that what was presented this evening was not just an extensive review of what has been covered, but there were sections within this message that we relayed to you where the beginning stages of building the coherency within the system through that fourth triadic influence has begun. The actual process has begun. So we encourage you to listen to that portion of this dialogue. There has been a lot of energetic immersion taking place in this session that you do not fully understand. And it's not in understanding it, dear ones, as we have said many, many times. It's in receiving and using the energetics. And then an understanding will come. If there are no further questions, we would like to proceed now. So this meditation is a very significant meditation.